You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The candidates for Syracuse's only city race this election are facing long-term issues from poverty to education and more. Three people are vying for one councilor-at-large seat to finish the term left when Helen Hudson became the council president. Michael Green was appointed interim. He's running for the first time, and hears from residents about one problem over and over.
You know, we have certain neighbors in the city that have huge levels of concentrated poverty. That becomes very difficult for an individual born in those neighborhoods to rise out of that. And there's a couple things we can do to address that. One, we can do better transportation options, right? So people that live in a community that might not have a car, if we can have bus service that's reliable and dependable, that would be important. We're working on rolling out bike share, so that will be another option for people.
Green also believes the city's move into a smart city with more technology can offer people in poverty a better chance to find jobs and opportunities online. He's being challenged by Frank Cetera of the Green Party, who also knows the city has to take concrete steps to deal with poverty.
The long-term solution to that is spending on education, spending on job development and job maintenance and sustainability here in the city of Syracuse. And more resources for mental health and addiction issues on the streets as well.
Cetera also favors more code enforcement in order to improve troubled neighborhoods. Another factor that could have impacts in neighborhoods is schools. Cetera says the Green Party has long pushed a progressive idea.
Schools as central bases of their neighborhoods. So in other words, a central location where kids don't just go to school, but where kids can have after-school activities, where there are social service and other resource agencies available, maybe job help for the adults in the community, maybe other skill-building opportunities for the adults.
One of the chief concerns about education for Michael Green is the amount of time kids can't make it to school, something he's helped work on in his short time on the council.
One of the things you see a lot is absenteeism is a big issue in city schools, and that certainly will lead to poor school performance and it'll eventually lead to dropouts. So it's not crazy to think that in a city that's the snowiest city in the country, if you can't walk to school, that you're not going to be able to go. And if you're not going to be able to go, that you're probably not going to do well in school.
The third candidate in this race is Republican Norm Snyder, who favors bringing back more summer school to help with poor graduation rates. He'd also like to see better management of the city and more promotion of growth. Whoever wins the seat next Tuesday will be finishing out Hudson's term and have to run again in a year. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.